part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Teddy Chongo, who's talking to us, giving us some perspective. Pastor Chongo, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I hope everyone and all the listeners are doing good.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, if God is omnipotent, all-powerful, why did it take him 6 days to create everything? Why didn't he not just speak everything into existence all at once?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. And I hope I'm audible enough for people out there.
Yes, you are, Pastor.
Yeah, thank you. For starters, I believe we need to get to the book of Genesis, because it's from Genesis that everything takes place. And so, without wasting much time, allow me to call your attention to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1, I'll read verse 1 and verse 5, then we can begin our discussion from there. So, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Then jumping to verse 5 says, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So shall we seek the Lord in prayer? Our God and our Father who dwells in the Most High, we thank you for this time that you've given us. We pray that even as we delve into your word, may you prepare our hearts to listen and understand everything that you're going to speak to us this afternoon. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so that question is a very interesting question, and starting to answer it, there are certain things that we need to understand from the question that has been asked, saying, if God is omnipotent, all-powerful, why did it take him 6 days to create everything? Why didn't he just say it? Why didn't he just say everything all at once to be created? So we need to understand a certain few things that are surrounded in this question. And one of the things that we need to understand is what a day is. What a day is. Do we understand it a day as an ordinary day that has 24 hours, or we understand a day as something that has 1,000 years in it? So we need to understand certain few principles that will guide us into answering this question. So the word for day in the book of Genesis chapter 1 is a Hebrew word which means yom. And this day or word called yom has got several meanings. One of the meanings that the word day means is that it means it can be an ordinary 24-hour period, or it can be a daylight portion of an ordinary 24-hour day. In, for instance, day as distinct from night, meaning that portion of day can also be called as day, or it can also mean an indefinite period of time, in the sense that, let's say, for instance, if somebody says, in the day of the Lord, or in the time of the judges, so it can mean a certain period of time, a specific number of hours that sum up a day, or it can also mean a certain portion of two distinctive events. So in understanding what we need to know, what a day means, then we can begin to understand why it took God six days to create everything and not just one day. So now, from Genesis, we understand that, from Genesis chapter 1-5, we understand that God called the daylight and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So how are we coming up with the idea that the day, as we all know it, is not 1,000 years, is not a certain period of time, is not a certain portion of time, but then 24 hours. We understand from Genesis that God created everything, or rather created the universe in 6 days. But then why did it take God 6 days to create the world? Understanding for a fact that God is all powerful, meaning he could have just said, or he could have just commissioned everything all at once to just take place. But within a twist of an eye, everything is there. So there are certain things that I need us to talk about this afternoon, considering time also. So I'm going to talk about four or five things. Tell us why God created these things in 6 days and not just 1 day. So now, one of the reasons why God created created the world in 6 days was to demonstrate order. We understand that God is a God of order. Hence, him creating the world in 6 days was to demonstrate his ability of order.
Yeah.
I hope we're still together there.
Yes, we are, sir. We are.
Yeah. So we understand that God is a God of order, and God created in an orderly manner where more complex things followed the less complex. So God decided to create everything in 6 days to demonstrate order. That's point number one. Then point number two that we can pick up from today is that God took 6 days to create in order to demonstrate patience. We need to understand that God was not rushing for anything. It was not like he was trying to meet up a deadline or anything. No,
yes.
He was trying to prevent or demonstrate to us that he's a God of patience.
Yeah.
The 6 days make sense when you look at it at the order of a general to more complex as God developed an ecosystem of the earth. Perhaps God was trying to show us wisdom in taking time to put things in order over periods of time so that it could be recorded in Genesis, as we have just read, so that we could see the logic, power, wisdom, and patience of God in creation. Right. So if God is patient in creating the universe and the earth, he certainly can be patient with people through the ages who resist him. I hope you understand what I'm saying there.
I'm following, Pastor.
Okay, good. The third point that I want us to talk about is that God took 6 days to create the world in order to demonstrate rest. So the 6 days are juxtaposed when the 6 days are juxtaposed with the seventh, which is the day of rest. So Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, to come to him and find rest. So this rest from work is a representative of the rest we receive from having to keep the law in order to be saved. The creation days represents God's work, which was finished on the sixth day. His resting was not because he was tired. He's resting from creating. Hence, the seventh day was called out specifically for us in the work week so that we could have rest. And so the Sabbath, the seventh day upon which God rested, typifies or simplifies our rest that is ultimately found in the person of Christ. I hope we're still together even up to that time.
I'm following.
Okay. Then the other point that I want us to also pay and put into consideration is the fact that God took 6 days to create because God does not create evil. If God instantaneously created everything and put it all in one place, he would have also created evil. Don't you think that?
Maybe. I would imagine the question of the person is presupposing the ability of God to create this whole globe or the universe in 1 day. Mm-hmm. He was able to do it in 1 day. And then he said, there be out of all of the things that he had done. So the cosmos was created in 1 day. But all the various aspects of planet Earth appear to have been done over 6 days. So I think that's the nub of the question.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah. The reason why God, like from what I've just said, I don't know if you're following me closely, but I was saying the reason as to why God he created the world in 6 days is for various reasons. One of the reasons I gave was that he was trying to demonstrate order in which everything should be followed, so that when he commands us later on in the book of Exodus to say, in 6 days you shall work, and in 5 days you shall work, and on the sixth day it is dedicated for rest. He would direct you from the point of creation in the book of Genesis 1. So he's trying to demonstrate he has his ability of order there. He's trying to also demonstrate his ability of patience. He's trying to also demonstrate his ability or the ability of rest. And as I was explaining on the last point, if we're saying God created, why didn't God just create everything in one day? Then we are as well as saying God could have also created evil. All right?
I hear you. Then I hear you.
You hear me? We say, if God instantaneously created everything and put it in one place, he could have also created evil and put it in place as well. But evil is contrary to his nature. So how could he then create everything if he included evil? Okay? So this is a serious consideration, because it appears that the devil had fallen into sin before Adam and Eve were in the garden. Since he was already rebelling against God when God spoke to Eve, so perhaps God created things in order, in the order he did, because free will creatures would rebel against him, and God would not create them fallen and in rebellion. Are you getting me?
I'm getting you, Pastor.
Yeah, so from the reasons that I've just given you, we are able to understand that God was not in a rush of anything. That's why he created the world in 6 days, in 5 days, and the sixth day he rested.
Okay.
I don't know if I've answered to the ability
hear you.
Of my
Yes,
knowledge.
Yes, we got it loud and clear. Thank you very much, Pastor. I really appreciate that answer. I'm hoping the person who was asked the question is also satisfied. Thank you, Mfundis.
Sure.
It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.